John, now that training camp's underway, just to summarize the offseason, how you feel about your roster going into St. Joe?
I think right now we're deeper than we were last year. We're more competitive all across the board, not at any one particular position, but across the board you're becoming competitive, and that's what you're trying to do here, is you're trying to create that competition, because in athletes, in all of pro sports, those athletes are there to compete, and that brings out the best in everybody. When everybody's pushing for that common goal, that's a good thing.
I want to ask you offensively about a second year of Andy and this staff with Alex Smith, with Jamal Charles, with Dwayne Bowe, the veterans on this team. How much does a second year help?
I think it's night and day, because in the first training camp, guys were trying to get acclimated to the head coach, to the program itself. And then on top of that, you have to, you know, dissect the playbooks. I mean, it's not a real small feat to master that playbook. So going in now to the second year, everybody's familiar with the expectation and the pace of training camp, the knowledge of the offense and the defense. Guys are in incredible shape right now. Dwayne Bowe's probably in the best shape since I've been here seeing him, and it just shows on the field the way he moves day in and day out. It's part of building that foundation, and those guys have the foundation. It's now just time to move forward here.
You had the youngest offensive line in the NFL last year. You'll be younger this year. What about the young offensive line and the decision to play the young guys basically on the O-line?
Well, all that experience will pay off this year. Now you move Eric Fisher back to his natural left tackle position. Then you have Jeff Allen, Rodney Hudson. Then you got a great battle right there at the right guard. Who's going to be the right guard? That's going to be the great answer. And then you have Donald over there at the right tackle position. And then, of course, you know, we have young depth, but it's good depth that we think that can compete. You build rosters like this. You're young. They're hungry. Now what they have to do is cohesively come together as a group. And that's what good offensive lines do. They mesh and they act as one. And that's what we're trying to achieve in this thing.
The NFL's getting a lot of changes, a lot of speed screens on the outside. A lot of teams in this division like to do that. What about building your defense to play against those kind of plays?
Speed has shown up today more so than any time that I can remember football. That's why it's imperative that we have and increase our speed on our defense. I think we've done that. I think we've increased the ability to rush the passer on our defensive side of the ball. And I think that helps and goes a long way in terms of the back seven, in terms of playing the passing game.
I want to ask you about the defensive secondary in specific and the cornerback position, because there was a lot of activity in the offseason. Let's be honest about the corner position specifically.
I think as a group, we feel really good about this. I mean, guys have worked a complete offseason. They've competed the tails off. I mean, they've come out of here and busted their tails. They've been driven by the leadership of Eric Berry. And Eric's kind of taken the reins in this year and said, guys, follow my lead. And they're following his lead. The depth is there. Now, as a unit, they all have to come together. Let's take that next step forward.
I think a critical group of the guys I would put in the entire 13 class, not just your draftees, but your free agents, that collective 13 to 15 guys go into the next step. What about that class in specific?
I have great expectations of the class of 2013. You know, and there's some players within that class that didn't get a chance to show who their true value was. You know, Travis Kelce. People don't realize how talented he was coming out of college. In an Andy Reid style of offense, the tight end is tantamount of success in moving the chains. And he gives us that extra receiving threat that it takes to have successful offenses have.
This is always an exciting time to go through camp and kind of take the next step. What would you tell the Chiefs Kingdom going into 2014?
Building the foundation. We're in this thing for the long run. This is a bunch of guys right now that are competing. They're bound together as one. They have the same goals in mind. They're like-minded thinking. You have the leader of men in Andy. You have a great coaching staff. They'll be proud of this Kansas City Chiefs team once they hit that field.